I wanna have your babies and parade them round the farmer's market. I wanna give you my car keys so that you can help me parallel park it. I want to beat you a Scrabble every night. I don't know you yet, but I'm willing to bet it'll work out right. It'll work out right. We go into town and you're wearing your Crocs and you're feathered down. It'll be okay if you can't shoot a gun. I don't know you yet, but I'm willing to bet our lives have just begun. I wanna catch you dancing in my underpants. I wanna stay up drinking tea with one or two of your aunts. I want to drown you in anti-capitalist rants. I don't know you yet, but I'm willing to bet you'd like my underpants. And it'll be okay, it'll be okay if we have three sons and we leave one of them at the gas station. It'll be alright that we misplaced our young. I don't know you yet, but I'm willing to bet our lives have just begun. Dress an organic chicken. Then I want you to kick me out of the kitchen. I want to make up after every single fight. I don't know you yet, but I'm willing to bet it'll work out right. I wanna be your lady, I wanna be your gal. I wanna have your babies, I wanna be your best pal. I want to kill you every night. I don't know you yet, but I'm willing to bet it'll work out right. Night and day, I don't know you yet, but I'm willing to bet it'll be okay.
That's Winona Wild with Dating Song from her album You Lose Some, You Lose Some. We're at Folk Music Ontario in the Showcase Room, which is actually our little mobile studio for Folk Roots Radio. Winona Wild is my special guest. How are you doing today, Winona?
I'm doing great.
Great to have you join us. Winona has, she describes herself as a full-time road dog. She certainly is on the road an awful lot, playing particularly in BC, Yukon, Ontario. She has an incredible, incredible sense of humor. And actually, I think you won the award for the humor section of Songs of the Heart at Folk Music Ontario this year.
That's right. I'm just relieved someone finally gets that it's a joke.
And when you actually see her in concert, and if you listen to the lyrics of The Dating Game, you realize that she, not only is she very entertaining, but she likes to play with the audience and plays a lot of humorous songs. Would that be a fair thing to say?
It's so hard to take praise like that, but I'll take it. Yep, I'm super entertaining. And I really like to take stuff that's difficult and serious and make it funny, because that helps me make sense of the world. And then, like, mostly that song came from kind of being annoyed with people being like, oh my God, he asked me out, we're gonna have babies together. Just that kind of like the mentality that your worth as a woman is in your reproductive capacity. So just kind of, instead of being really angry about it, I thought I'd poke fun at it. And I do have fun with it a lot.
So certainly I think you'd be described as a strong feminist with a great sense of humor, who's not afraid to, you know, to talk about issues that, you know, can be a bit troublesome for people.
Uh-huh. I like to dive in. I'm not confrontational on a personal level. I really hate confrontation, actually, but as far as issues go and difficult subjects, I really like to just face them head on. And I think as a community and as a whole, we do a lot better when we don't ignore things. We don't shove stuff under the rug and just head on, you know.
So I can see how that works as a performer. And my sense is that part of the experience you want to have with the audience is to really engage them to think, but make sure that when they're actually thinking about whatever you're talking about, they're also having a good time with it.
I think it makes them more accessible, that's for sure. I mean, no one wants to be sat down and lectured at. You want to kind of have fun. And I like to play word games. You know, I always loved crossword puzzles. I was kind of, I was a really cool teenager. I wanted to be a world crossword champion. So I used to sit down and practice. And I got down to, I could finish one in like 6 minutes flat. Because I'm really cool. But that's the kind of thing I like. I like finding words. I love puns. Like, dad jokes are my favorite thing. You know, stuff that you just groan. You're like, oh, come on. I remember in high school that we had a science teacher that just made the worst puns. But they were always like clever plays on words. And I'd be the only one laughing. And yeah. Real popular.
Well, no, that, I think that energy, as we can see, comes through really easily. And again, I can see how it really works as a performer. I wonder, with your songwriting, tell us a little bit about how you got into that. Because the songs on You Lose Some, You Lose Some, you know, the humor's in there in most of them. There's mm-hmm. always something that you want to point out to people or raise as an issue or tell funny stories, some of which clearly is life experience. Is that how you've always written songs, or is that something that just progressed over time?
That is not at all how I started. I started writing songs when I was really young, like 9 or 10. As soon as I started having consciousness of my feelings, I went to a birthday party and got a journal as a prize. And I was like, what do you do with this thing? You write your feelings down. And so in that process, I started being really introspective. So I'm now 33. This album came out when I was maybe 31 or 32. So in that 20 years, I wrote hundreds of songs, hundreds of horrible songs. And some of them, you know, like, I have this dream, I might just go seclude myself somewhere for a few months and go through them all and pick out the good bits. But a lot of it was just pure garbage. So I got to a point after my first album, I had to push myself to just do anything, because when you're sitting on this kind of urge to create something and 20 years of fear of letting it out into the world, that's a big hurdle to overcome. And I just forced myself to just write anything, just make it real and do it. So I did. And after that initial, and they're not bad songs, you know, but they weren't 100% true to who I am. So with this process, it felt very urgent. It felt like now that was out of the way, the real stuff was coming out. There were some urgent moments I'd have to like run to the bathroom if I was out and lock myself in there and like scribble stuff down. And it was very agonizing. It was like almost a bit of a healing process where stuff was just pouring out of me faster than I could lock it down. And even I'd started recording it and more stuff was coming. So I think when you're blocking stuff for that long and then you finally give yourself permission to be true to yourself, you'd be surprised what comes out. So yeah, it's been a long, long agonizing process, but I'm really happy with how things are going.
So I think Winona Wild is not your real name. Is it a stage name or a stage persona?
I don't think it's a stage persona. I think I'm way crazier in real life than Winona Wild is. It's more like a passport or like a code name. I don't know. I had a hard time. It's almost just boring stuff. Like, I had a hard time with internet searching. It's hard for people to spell my name right on the first try, or hard to find. If you type just my first name, you'd get 1,000,000,000 websites about New South Australia first. So it's just kind of that kind of thing. There's another band in New York called Noosa. And, you know, whenever I would put out something, their fans would hear of it. Like, so it's just kind of one for convenience on the one hand. And on the other hand, it helped me break through my kind of painful shyness. And it was just kind of like a little shield to have against the world. I didn't ever think I could put my name on a t-shirt or whatever, you know, and I couldn't like make a poster. I never made posters before because I was just too shy. But as soon as I made this imaginary, like, I'd almost call it like a publishing vehicle.
Okay, so Winona Wild is the performer.
Yes.
Noosa Al Sarash.
Yes.
Is your...
It's just me.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. And that's my name that's on my, you know, 30-cent checks, my royalty checks. Sometimes all the 33 cents I get. that's like, I don't know if everyone out there on Radioland knows about streaming royalties, but you can get... Like, I think I get 30 cents after hundreds or a thousand plays. So.
Yeah, it is completely crazy.
It's pretty
completely
cool.
Crazy. We have a guitar in the studio. We're going to get you to play some music for us. Now, when we were talking about what you were going to play, you said, well, we play the dating song from the current album, which has been very well received. But you wanted to play some live songs that are actually new songs.
Yeah, I think on the topic of confronting things head on and being a strong feminist with a sense of humor. Is that what you said? I'm already quoting you. always hustling. This is one of my newest songs, and I never intended for anyone to hear this. And then, of course... as things go, it now, like, people I barely know are like, oh, what's that song? Pretty cool. So I'm gonna play it, and this might be the first ever recorded version of it because
oh,
it's
wonderful.
That new. So a folk roots radio exclusive. This is called Chick Singer. It's a pleasure to be another chick singer. I can be your sweet angel girl, your punk rocker giving the finger. But that doesn't leave a lot of room for the things I wanna sing about. Things like the end of the world, all the aliens on Earth, or the California drought. You see, my mama, well, she warned me to stay out of the game, but I didn't listen, no. I wanted to be up on stage, my poems heard, songs blazing. She said, you're gonna work twice as hard, you might get paid half as much. Oh, and I says, that don't matter to me. You see, some things just need a woman's touch. But you've got to work twice as hard, be twice as good, and get paid half as much as you know you should. If racism was alcohol and patriarchy LSD, this whole world would be tripping balls and stumbling home and puking in its sheets. And forget it if your bloodline is from out of town. I mean way out of town. I'm talking like the Middle East or Africa or Chinatown. You get up to sing a country song and everyone just stares. Oh, but that's all right, you see, 'cause pretty soon they'll all be drunken. Nobody will care. But you've got to work twice as hard, twice as good and get paid half as much as you know you should. If racism was alcohol and patriarchy LSD, this whole world would be tripping balls and stumbling home and puking in its sheets. If racism was alcohol and patriarchy LSD, this whole world would be tripping balls, stumbling home and puking in its sheets.
That's Winona Wild live on Folk Roots Radio today. We're at the Folk Music Ontario Conference in the mobile studio that some people say is just a hotel room. But the little room that we're in has got lots of twinkly lights and a big banner that says the Folk King Cats Meow, because it actually is our showcase room at the Folk Music Ontario Conference. We're running the room with Michelle Fortier, a good friend from Michelle Fortier Publicity. We've been having lots of fun. And Winona Wild actually played last night, amongst a lot of other shows, because you had a fabulous official showcase.
Thank you so much. I was so nervous, and it went great. I couldn't be happier.
Well, the audience loved it.
I was so happy about that. You know, when you come to these conferences, a lot of the time what you're doing is playing in a mobile studio, which is really a hotel room, and there's one person and they're falling asleep, and there's Cheetos mashed into the carpet, and there's flyers and posters everywhere, and it's a very overwhelming, very, there's no other word for just crazy. It's just crazy. And so to have experienced that end of it, and then last night to have that opportunity to stand on a stage in a room like
that was full,
people pouring in. It couldn't have gotten any better, and I'm so, so happy.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about the live experience, because one thing that comes through is you really connect with the audience. They love your humor. They love the humorous songs. And even that song is a great song, that Chick Singer, but it's, you know, it has some humor in it, but it obviously has a large, you know, section of seriousness in there as
Yeah.
But I think that's part of what we talked about before, isn't it? It's this idea that you could sort of lift people up and then, you know, bring them down and say, okay, well, this is the serious issue that underlies this.
Yeah. It's mystery to me, because as I was saying, like, I'm painfully shy. I spend a lot of time alone because I'm very introverted, very shy. But something happens when I go on a stage, and I almost like don't know what I'm doing. I'm not 100% conscious. I rehearse certain things, but it's like a little bit of a stream of consciousness thing. And I just kind of like, I'm a really big believer in energy and kind of group frequencies and all that new agey crap, you know? And when you have a group of people like that, I just kind of like feel like I'm tuning into what they need to hear, what they want to hear. And I love just saying completely inappropriate things out loud. And it's a real big contrast to the rest of the time where I'm just like, sometimes I can't even look people in the eye when I'm talking to them. You know, it's so bizarre to me, and I don't fight it. I don't worry about it anymore, because I play like 80 to 100 shows a year. It's not a lot, like it's not that many shows, but it's also not nothing. You know, I do it pretty consistently, that at this point, I just trust that when I walk out there, it's gonna happen, but I don't understand it.
And you play solo as well as with a band? You had a band with you?
Yes, I did.
Last night.
That's such a treat to be able to have a band. It's a lot easier to tour alone or with another. I like to go with another songwriter often, and we just back each other up, and then split the time, split the energy, split the effort, split the cost. With a band, I feel like if I can take them somewhere, I have to bring them back as well. And I've been living in a completely untethered kind of way, like not residing anywhere. So that's been the challenge for me, because even if I had musicians that were available for the time I needed them, I would never be able to get them back home, you know, and I don't think that's fair to ask them to provide their own travel. So now I just moved back outside of Peterborough. I grew up in Peterborough. And what's really great about that opens me up for a lot of different kinds of touring, the kind where you're not just eating beans out of a can and like waiting for the sun to come up. Right. So that, yeah, it's been an adventure. And I'm not gonna lie, like I definitely was a starving artist, and now my parents are feeding me. And
and that's always good. Go
home.
Oh
God, I just like, yeah, ET phone home. I'm so stubborn and I'm so strong-willed and I'm so independent. I got to a point where I was like, actually, you can't be like that all the time. Actually, you do need community. You need help. And then once you let people help you, then you can also help other people. And I'm growing up, you know.
When you come to a conference like this that really is built around networking and showcase opportunities, what do you hope comes out of it?
I like to aim low. I see a lot of people stress themselves out and they go to their first conference and they say, I want a record label and a manager and I want everything right now. My first conference was only 1 year ago. And my goal was like, I want to make a friend. And I did. It was so nice. And then I went to Folk Alliance. And what was my goal there? There was one person that ran a showcase somewhere that I had been to one time and really admired. And I just wanted to meet that person. And I was like, that's my goal. And if you don't like go crazy and cry in an elevator or something, then you've won, you know, because there's a lot of crying. There's a lot of laughing. There's a lot of spontaneous sleeping. It's a crazy environment. And I think being realistic, being happy with what you get, and like gratefulness is a thing that people do when they do a lot of yoga. But I guess I practice that in the sense of just saying, what would be nice? Meeting other musicians that are doing what I'm doing and not feeling so horribly alone. And that's actually what I've gotten out of it, is the sense of community and just seeing other people who live in their bands and seeing other people who write songs and love it so much that they will give everything up for it. That's what I get out of it.
But in a situation like this, I mean, you had a great showcase yesterday. Are you hoping, I mean, do you see yourself getting to play more festivals, or do you see yourself more being focused, perhaps playing more music in you know, venues, perhaps being, you know, I could see, you know, feminist organizations, women's rights groups.
Oh, wow.
You know, maybe wanting to bring you in to do actually, you know, to play and perhaps, you know, talk about some of the issues
really
that
cool.
are important to you as a woman. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be cool. And another thing I would really like to do in that respect is talk about being from Iraq. I didn't grow up there and I wasn't born there, but my family is definitely, we're displaced immigrants. My brother was born in Baghdad. I was born in Glasgow and my youngest brother was born in Peterborough. And I find that Iraqi people are often very private because there's a lot of hate at us. And you don't want to stand up and on a podium and say, hey, everybody, look at me. I'm from one of the most hated groups of people in North America right now. And it's scary. And I have refused to talk about that for basically my whole life. But I'm finding that by staying silent about racism and sexism, that all that happens is that no one knows. So I don't get on a personal level the support that I need to keep on trucking, you know. And other people who are suffering silently, they don't know that other people feel like them. And I've struggled so much with feelings of isolation because I have a foot in each culture. I don't really feel like I belong in either one. So I'm just like, whatever, start my own culture.
My sense is that you'll probably start to deal with these issues on future albums.
I hope so. Yeah, I have a song that I'm really picky about my songs. So they don't. No one hears them until they're ready. And there's one that I've been working on for a while, and I think the block is definitely this willingness to talk about it. But it's coming.
Well, we're certainly living in a time when we definitely need more of that out mm-hmm. there, because not to slide off into another direction, but...
Take us there. Let's go.
Well, I have heard, you know, this past week, and particularly with the election that's taking place south of the border just now, it's been quite shocking with some of the things that people seem to be able to get away with when we're thinking about their...
Yeah, it's scary.
Fellow human beings.
It's scary, and... You lose some. I was in this headspace of like, we're screwed. The end of the world is here. It's over. Let's just have fun and whatever. And specifically through my friendship with Scott Cook, who are you familiar with?
Yeah,
him?
From
everyone who can hear this should go look him up right now, because he has a lot of really important things to say. And I heard this kind of like, acknowledging that the world might end kind of vibe, but then also thinking like, we need to make a new world, and I'd like to be a part of that. If the world literally splits in half and half of it is hell on earth and the other half is a folk music conference with all your friends, then that's what I want, you know.
Yeah. Let's play another song live, another new song. What are you going to play for us?
Well, it's not political at all, it's just about my feelings. So this is a song called Wasted Time.
For your sweet love to come around. Been broken and blue over you, hoping you would want me to. Praying for another lover to light me up like you do. I've been free, oh Lord knows I've been afraid. With my sore heart aching, my mind tangled up for days. In days I've done my time, walking your line, waiting on this heart of mine to move on to another and ease my aching mind. Oh, wasted time, wasted time, wasted time. Oh, but even time can't slow me down, and I'll rage on till I'm cold in the ground. I've been praying 40 hours a week, Lord, tired of waiting around. I've been blind, oh Lord knows I've been blind. I've been walking.
walking this short road together with sore hearts, aching minds. I've had my fill of liquor and pills, and wondering if you want me still. Praying for something to ease me, but nothing ever. Oh, wasted time, wasted time, wasted time. Oh, but even time can't slow me down, and I'll reach on till I'm cold in the ground. Been praying 40 hours a week, Lord, tired of waiting around. Been praying 40 hours a week, Lord, tired of waiting around.
That's Winona Wild with a new song, a live song at Folk Music Ontario for Folk Roots Radio. And that was Wasted Time, and that was actually one that she played for us in the showcase room last night. That's a great song.
Thank you so much.
You know, I can see with this next album that, you know, that there's a lot of really strong songs that are going to come through for this album. You must be pretty excited.
Well, that's a relief.
I
am excited. It's terrifying, you know, because if you, like I was describing how the last two went, the first one was just like, get her done, do it, just be brave and go for it. The second one was like, oh God, they're coming out of me. And now it's deliberate. Like, I feel like I have said to the world, hey guys, I write songs, you should listen to them. And now I'm like, there's pressure a little bit, but there's also, I know that there's going to be at least more than my mom listening to it.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know, so I'm really,
mom.
Really excited about that.
Well, look, it's been great to talk to you today. If people want to learn more about your music, how can they do that?
Internet. Winona Wild. Just internet me. Google, Facebook, Instagram. I'm on the Twitter, but I don't Twitter very good. But I mean, if more people were on my Twitter, maybe I'd do it. So check it out. And I have a website with all the stuff you ever wanted to know about me. Maybe too much information. Winona Wild, that's wild with an E.
Having seen you perform, I'm sure it cannot be too much information. especially if you like spangly outfits, also check her out on Facebook.
God, I love sparkles.
Thanks for being here. We're going to finish with one more song from the album, and from the current album, You Lose Some. And the song we're going to play is, I think, another one of those, the apocalypse may be coming, but let's have fun, right?
Yeah.
Because it's called Poppin' Chips for the Apocalypse. I'm going to do that again.
Tongue twister. Say that three times.
Because it's called Poppin' Chips for the Apocalypse. Uh-huh. That is it. How do you manage to sing that?
It just rolls off the tongue, yeah. You know? I don't know where that came from again, but yeah, for sure. Experiencing folk festivals after all the kinds of non-folk festivals I'd been at, I realized we're going to be okay. We're going to be all right.
Let's play that just now. This is Winona Wild from the album You Lose Some, and Pop Chips. No, I'm going to do that again. I'm Popping Chips for the Apocalypse. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio. I'm Jan Hall. Thanks again.
Thank you so much.
That whiskey will kill you, but it's not what you think. There's a whole lot more pain in this world than will kill you with a drink. Yeah, it's not what you think. Those cigarettes will kill you. Haven't you heard half the wildlife these last 40 years has been wiped off the earth? Wiped clean off the earth. So we'll travel in bands and we'll work with our hands. We'll stay up with all of our friends. We'll bring popping chips for the apocalypse. And we'll play and we'll sing till the end, right till the end. I left that job at the office. Look at me now, I'm covered in guts and there's cigarette butts on the ground. Just look at me now. So we'll travel in bands and we'll work with our hands, stay up with all of our friends. We'll bring poppin' chips for the apocalypse, and we'll play and we'll sing till the end, right till the end. Make believe you're a tiger. Make believe you're a squirrel. Make believe you are any damn thing but a scared little girl. These cigarettes will kill me. My heart is clean, yet knows how to give without taking, if you know what I mean. Yeah, my heart is clean. So we'll travel in bands and we'll work with our hands. We'll blossom when day turns to night. We'll bring poppin' chips for the apocalypse.